We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
His military service during the Revolutionary War was marked by leadership and bravery, and he was regarded by many, including George Washington, as one of the most promising officers in the Continental Army. Unfortunately, his post-military career took quite a different turn. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at Aaron Burr right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. It will reopen for the 2026 season on Saturday. Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
His father was a prominent Presbyterian minister, and Aaron Burr studied theology at Princeton University before beginning his career as a lawyer and then joining the Continental Army at the start of the Revolutionary War. He was part of Benedict Arnold's disastrous expedition to capture Quebec. Think how interesting it is that two of the most notorious traitors in American history served together in the Continental Army. He distinguished himself in the Siege of Boston, and his exploits in that battle led to his promotion to captain. When the war ended, Burr was considered a hero, and he parlayed that into a career in politics, serving as a New York State Assemblyman and as the state's Attorney General before being elected to the United States Senate and then becoming Vice President. Despite those lofty attainments, at the time of his death, he was a debtor who had been tried for treason and had few friends left. In between, it was his law practice that brought him to Sullivan County, and although the details of his time here are vague and obscure, the connection is undeniable. He also employed Samuel Mateer, one of the earliest settlers of Hurleyville, as a carpenter, and legend holds that it was Mateer who fashioned the post Burr used for target practice as he prepared for his duel with Alexander Hamilton. Following the duel in 1804, Aaron Burr's life entered a steady and precipitous decline. He even changed his name to Edwards in an attempt to escape the ignominy, but to no avail. He died a disgraced man in 1836. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.